Please tell us your age.
74.
Alrighty. Where did you grow up? Were you in a farming area or maybe a smaller or a larger town?
We were in a farming area.
Do you remember any specific crops or anything?
Well, tobacco was the main crop. Tobacco, and they had cotton.
Okay. Did you have a large or a small family?
I had one brother and one sister. So I guess that was small.
It is. What do you remember about being sick? Like, do you remember any specific illnesses that you had?
I don't remember too much about, you know, I was very small. I remember having my tonsils out when I was young. And we had measles and chicken pox, you know, and the childhood diseases.
When you had your tonsils out, were you put to sleep or anything for that?
Yes.
Did they use ether?
Yes, it was ether. Uh-huh.
Do you remember not liking ether at all?
I remember it, but I don't remember whether I liked it or not.
I know some people, they say ether has a very bad smell to it.
Yes, it did.
So, all right. Where did you receive medical treatment? Was your parents good at it? Maybe you went to a doctor?
Well, we had doctors then. We had three doctors over in Spring Hope. But I don't remember a lot about going to doctor visits, but we did have a doctor.
Okay. Was there a... Okay. What medicines do you remember that were used in your household? Maybe something like cod liver or Vicks VapoRub?
Yeah, we had Vicks VapoRub when we had real bad colds. And Mama would put it on our chest at night before we went to bed. And in the morning, she was real careful to wash it off. And for earaches, we put, she had drops. It was called sweet oil, but I guess it's something like olive oil or a cotton ball, you know, in your ear for earaches. And for sore throats, we gargled, you know, with salt water and that type of thing.
Did you ever put on the Vicks VapoRub on your feet or anything? Oh, maybe no. Considered weird today?
Putting it where?
On the bottom of the feet.
I have heard about that, but we didn't do that.
Alrighty. Do you remember any special home remedies that maybe your mother or father made?
No.
Okay. Did you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines?
Do I have any?
I'll say it again. It's fine. Did you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines, such as something like chicken pox or the measles?
Well, I had chicken pox and measles. And, you know, now that they do have vaccines for those. So.
Okay. Did you remember having any vaccinations when you were younger that you specifically remember?
Well, we had some had to have some vaccinations before we started school, but I don't remember, you know, just what they were.
Okay. What medical advancement or medical technical discovery has had the greatest impact on you? Maybe something like hospitals now.
Well, you know, a lot has changed since I was a little girl, and there are a lot of things. You know, they've got a lot of cancer treatments, and I know now when you have surgery, they can do a lot of laparoscopically, you know, instead of cutting you so much. Because when I had appendicitis, I remember I stayed in the hospital 2 weeks, and now, you know, they go home almost the next day. So a lot has changed in my lifetime.
When you had your daughter, was there any specific things that you remember about it? Maybe how they handled the baby and all?
What, when my baby was born?
Yeah. Like, how was childbirth?
my daughter was born in a military hospital down at Fort Bragg. And I remember they let me stay.
I'm moving to the camera, sorry.
Good.
And I remember I was in labor almost a day and a half before they did a cesarean. You know, I had a cesarean birth. But with my second child, you know, everything was easier.
Did you have to take any kind of medicine before the C-section? Or was it just raw?
Well, no, you know, they put you to sleep. They put you to sleep to do that, so I didn't take any medicine, but I had medicine afterwards.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for this. We really appreciate you coming and giving us your story.
I don't know if I was much help to you or not.
Oh, I believe so. Thank you again.
You're welcome.